some people who are builders have said to me, oh, well, you know, we've changed the rule around the tea room and that sort of thing, so there's not as many people having a smoko at the same time. But if you watch any construction site, it looks as though it's just business as usual, and yet for no one else is it business as usual. Now, today at the Melbourne Square project in Southbank, two workers have been diagnosed with coronavirus. Joining us on the line now is the State Secretary of the CFMEU's Construction and General Division, John Setker. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Is it your job to do something about this? I mean, are you in charge of health and safety for your members?
Look, health and safety is our priority in regards to our members. That's first and foremost. We're virtually guided by regulations and by the chief medical officer's advice. So, and that's what we go by. So we've whacked a few extra layers on in regards to disinfecting amenities on a very regular basis, practicing social distancing on site. The amenities, you only have a fraction of the people in amenities that you would have seen. Like, you'd sometimes have amenities with 500 people in one big, massive smoko room. That's all changed now. I mean, there is staggered smoko and lunch breaks now, so to avoid that congregation of large masses of people. So it's actually not the same. I heard some comments saying that it was all business as usual. It's actually not business as usual. A lot of things have changed on building sites. Staggered starting times, you know, so whereas most people would start work at, say, 7 o'clock, we've now have people start work at 6 o'clock, 6.15, 6.30, 6.45, just to avoid that rush and congregation of large groups of people in the one area.
And do you think those new rules and procedures are working, though? I mean, do you notice, for example, social distancing working on the building sites?
I've seen photos of it. I've gone on site and seen it myself. It is strange to see it because you're used to walking into a smoko shed and it's just full of people. It is now, it just smells like that smell of disinfectant when you walk on a site.
what does it normally smell like? Pies and cigarettes
or
something?
Well, it smells like timber being cut concrete, that's what it smells like. But it smells like just disinfectant now because there's constantly people walking around spraying. So as an industry, Tom, we got together with all the employer organisations, ourselves, all the construction unions, and all the health and safety experts, and we put in place and recommendations on the chief medical officer on how we sort of combat it, and we think it's working. We've put in procedures in place. Some people say that we've gone beyond what you should be doing, what everyone else is doing. So we'd rather go the extra mile and be safer. And so far, from what we can see, it is working. I mean, we haven't had many cases at all in Victoria. And look, we're just going to keep doing that. It is hard. People are used to working a certain way. People like to sit in the sheds and close together, have a bit of a chat and all that. That's all changed now, and it's going to be changed like that. I think nothing's ever going to be the same again, I think, after this is all over, Tom.
Now, I've seen different reports, though, about the Melbourne Square project. Some say that one person has tested positive. Others say that two have tested positive. But do you think that changes things now that you've actually got a positive diagnosis of coronavirus?
Well, it's not the first one. We've already had one, Tom. And it was only one. No one else was contaminated because of all the procedures that we as an industry have put into place stopped it from being spread to anyone else. So it actually worked. So in this case, out of a site of, say, approximately 500, because of all the procedures put in place by the unions, the builders and all the associations, I mean, we've got two cases, on site. So, if it hadn't been for these procedures put into place, it could have been a lot worse, but people are working around the clock, and it is a bit of a pain, but you know what? I mean, the whole world has changed. It's extraordinary circumstances, and people have criticised us saying, we're not the experts, Tom. I mean, I'm scared. A lot of people are scared, and people don't know what's going on. We can only follow the advice of the experts because we're not the experts in this medical sort of virus that's out there, and we're following their advice, and we've been told that we're going beyond what most other people are doing, and they're pretty happy with what we're doing. And until they tell us it's not good enough or, you're getting shut down, we're following their advice, and that's all we can do.
Okay, I mean, governments are on a bit of a hair trigger at the moment. For people in many other businesses, including my own. Like, I'm having to broadcast from home now, which, believe it or not, I don't actually like doing, because I prefer to be out there seeing people, but I know that that's difficult these days. But, I mean, you know, it only takes a positive diagnosis, and before you know it, Daniel Andrews or maybe the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, stands up tomorrow and says, right, I'm shutting down the construction industry. How bad would that be for the economy? Like, how many projects are there going on around Melbourne at the moment? How many people do they employ? How bad would it be if it was shut down all of a sudden?
Well, if it's a shutdown across Australia, you're looking at a million people. But, I mean,
I
look at it this way, Tom. I mean, if one construction worker's life was in danger, it doesn't matter if you shut down all of Australia, it's worth it. You know, it's somebody's father, somebody's son, somebody's daughter. So, I mean, health and safety for us is the first priority. We haven't put the economy or profits ahead of health and safety. If we thought this wasn't good enough or it was dangerous to any of our members, we'd shut it down ourselves. Whether we got sued millions of dollars, I mean, it's happened before to us, so our track record for shutting down sites over safety is second to none. We will not hesitate.
Well, okay, so on that means that, therefore, because sites stay open and you're the head of the CFMEU, you're comfortable with the way things are being done at the moment?
I'm comfortable. I know there's a bit of panic and people are a bit fearful. I mean, scared. Look, I'm scared. It's extraordinary times. You watch the news and you don't know what's waiting for us around the corner. But at the moment, we can only be guided by what the chief medical officers are telling us, and we're in constant contact with them. They're all the experts. We're following what they've put in place, and we've gone beyond that and made it even more strenuous and stricter. So, and that's all we can do. If they then turn around and shut us down because they think everything's getting out of control everywhere else, that's then out of our hands. All we can do is be guided by the experts.
John Secker, I appreciate your time. John Secker is the State Secretary of the CFMEU Construction and General Division. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And again, it's unusual that the construction industry, which does involve people working, you know, pretty closely with each other, has stayed open when, you know, retail and hospitality and schools and even most office workers have been told either don't come to work or if you can, work from home. 96900 693.